back since we've been here, and it's held up really good from yesterday, so I don't think it'll be any different today, Sean.
No. Now, let's have a quick look at the market. The first, Four Prada Miss 320, two Lolly Shop 460, one Explosive won $6, after that, eight or better.
Yeah, I'm 4-2-1 on that. I'm with a Prada Miss. Real nice filly by Northern Media. She's been here once for one win, second at Durban in a listed race. She drew off the track in the next listed race. Had a couple of months off, draws nice, very, very hard to beat. Two Lolly Shops is just going super, and her win was great at Coffs Harbour. She draws a lot better, she drops a lot in weight. She's mostly won the trophy, the Watchmere Regime. She's won a couple first up and had only one little soft trial. And I've thrown Ava Surety in. I like the Musselbrook win. I don't think Gunnard suited her the other day, but she's definitely around the multiples. 4-2-1-8. Race one.
Righto. The second, 10 Snapchat Girls, 225. 8 All About Charlie, 5. 5 Clever Blaze, 550. 11 Follow Through, 8. Then 12 or longer.
10-5-6-4. I'm with a 10 here. Snapchat Girl, very impressed to win that maiden at the Gold Coast 8 days ago. I mean, there was a big margin of 5.3. Probably could have even been bigger. So I think she's going to be hard to beat. She's got to step up in grade, but win was good. 5 Clever Blaze has been all listed in the group race the last two. Part of that one at the Sunshine Coast, the maiden. So you would think this would be a lot easier. 6 El Teniente. I like his second up run at the Gold Coast. He can really hit the line, this big guy. I wouldn't be concerned about the gate for him. And 4 NGO's on the improve. He was a little bit better behind Wonga 12 days ago at the Gold Coast. 10-5-6-4, race 2.
Third, 10 Elite 00550, 2 Dubai Site 6, 14 Supreme Girls 650, 12 King Red 750, then 10 or better.
Yeah, 210-95. I'm with Dubai Sites. I like his win first up over Go Vile. If he drew an inside gate on the Beaumont, things didn't go right for him. But I still reckon he's a better horse when he can draw out and get into his gate and get going. He's not a bad horse, this fella. 10's the danger, Elite 00, just going really good. 3 wins out of its last 4 runs, draws good, gets no weight on its back. Dead set, got the 9 there, Clang's literally a nice mare that goes good here and hit a heavy track first up, but gets a fairer track today from the one gate. And the big watch filly is 5, Charlie Bear. She's won 5 out of 12. Never came up last preparation, hasn't been to the trials this time in. 210-95, race 3.
Now, the next one, Dreamscope, is 320, 2 Metallic Moon, 360, 10 Richford, 6, 9 Warface, 9, then 13 or longer.
2-1-8-5, on with the 2 Metallic Moon. He's only had the 3 goes. He ran 7th on debut. He had a break. He came back and route run 3rd at now on a good. He had a heavy track at Kembla. Back up on top of the ground, but I really like the way he fought to the line. I don't think he was at home on that heavy track. 1 Dreamscope, former Hong Kong galloper, now in the Brian Guy Yard. Hadn't had a run for probably 12, maybe even a lot longer, 12 months. But just got rolled first up with dead set derived benefit. 8, yeah, the boys, he goes good. Good first up. He had to come back to the 1,000 last start, back up to the 1,200 metres. And 5, Cleckland's a really nice horse by Cluck. And he showed a lot more ability, shot more improvement at his second start in a race. 2-1-8-5, race 4.
Okay, the fifth event, and 6 Victorum, 250, 2 Imperial Eagle, 330, 5 Runaway, 440, 10 Pricing Power, 9, then 11 or better.
Yeah, I can't get off him. I'm with the 2. I'm 2-6-5-9. I've been with him his last 2 when he won a maiden Imperial Eagle, and then he came out to win an open class 1, and he gets back to 2-year-old company from a good gate, and I like him. He's a really nice horse. With him saying that, 6 Victorum, he should have won on debut. He had no luck. He came back and absolutely gave him a hide in the Kemps he made. Just got a little bit of a sticky gate, but he's got loads of ability. 5 Runaway, I reckon he'll improve off that debut run from the Gay Waterhouse stable. He did a bit wrong. And 1 Denver, I liked his last run at Wagga, only a lightly raced horse. 2-6-5-1, race 5.
Righto, race 6, 10 Havasay, 350, 9 Tamelius, 480, 12 Portatorio, 5. 5 Jolly G 550, 14 Nardu 650, then 11 or better.
Yeah, I'm 12-9-5-14. I'm in the 12 here. Portatorio, I think a weight, big weight drop helps him. The Gaylord, I know he's been costly to punters of late, but if he's going to win one this prep, this may be the right race. 9 Turmel, she was really good to win the John Carlton here and did qualify for the Remoring. They've opted to come here today for the easy assignment. 5 Johnny B, nice horse, lightly raced. Got a little bit of a sticky gate, and I really like the run of the 14 Nardu here winning a week ago, and she's another mare that gets no weight and coming off a very good win first up. 12-9-5-14, race 6.
Now the Cup 2, Supply and Demand, 310, 3 Montauk, 440, 9 More Energy, 9, 6 War Baby, and 10 Get on the Grange at 10, 1 Benzini, 5 Merendi, 11, then 14 or better.
Yeah, I'm 2-1-3-9. He looks the leader, and he's just cracking Supply and Demand. Just really going, I mean, the only probably minus with him that he goes up 3 kilos. I've got Benzini. I know he's the back marker. Maybe they run hard. He'll get home hard. But there's certainly a lot to like about his last three or four runs in group races and listed. Three Montauk. His last two at Rosehill have been good. Gets that nice weight and gets that nine more energy. You've got to include him with Jeff Lloyd aboard. And he did go to that Patch Cup in a group three behind Ruby. Beat the 0.4 of the length. 2.139 in the big one, mate.
All right. And the last four, I am Gypsy, 4.60. Six Lady Jet Setter is $4.80. Nine Amalek Millie at $6.50. Two Plateau Gold, $8.50. After that, $10.
Yeah, 6.235. I'm sticking with a Lady Jet Setter. I like the Tyler Doom, but 16 days ago, she just had a really soft trial. He set it for this Liam Birchley. She's been here once for one win and gets an ideal gate in a quick run race. Two Plateau Gold. He was huge at the trials. I mean, he galloped well between races at Crossover a couple of weeks ago, but I really liked his trial. He did win this race last year. Three or Ice Bucket, he's a lot better than his last three or four runs. The blinkers go back on him today. And I wouldn't leave out the five Capa Ton. I reckon he's the knockout horse at Big Odds. He's a really good fresh horse and a really good short course horse off a quick speed. 6.235 in the last, Sean.
All right, what's your best today, Gary?
Race 4, number 2, Metallic Moon. Race 5, number 2, Imperial Legal. They're my two best. Quite numbers. We're just going to shorten her up in the first leg in the 2-year-old with 2 and 6, then 12, 9, 5, 14. 1, 2, 3, 9 in the third leg, 6.235. In the last week, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. We'll see you here later on.
Good on you, champ, and great job over the couple of days, man.
Thanks, mate. Gary Cleese joining us there. It's almost 10 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Everything you need for a winning day.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda, with 300 new cars in stock over 5 acres. Penrith Mazda VT50 Ute Centre with 50 utes on display. Let us package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in our Cafe Zoom while your car is serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808. Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rosehill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight.
And the rockets.
All the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rosehill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
10 past 10, we got racing today at Wyon as well. Overcast, soft fire there. And Gary Harley's here. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Cozzy. You go to bed early, I hope.
Mate, I stayed. I watched the State of Origin, actually. Just saw that bit of banana bender, an old banana bender. It was quite a nice game to watch.
That was terrible.
It was, wasn't it?
Great.
It was pretty ordinary. Pretty average.
They were terrible. Anyway.
Yeah. And if those other two tries had been allowed, it would have been a flogging.
Oh, could have been 25-0 at half time.
Yeah. No, it wasn't good.
Nah.
Anyway.
Anyway, mate, we've got the most magnificent day here. I'm sitting in the winner's bar. There's no one on the ground at all yet.
Mm.
And I'm looking out through the glass here. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's like a spring morning here today at Wyon. Track's okay. It's soft, of course. But, mate, not a lot of runners, but there's a fair bit of quality.
Mm.
That two-year-old race, the horse for noon, it's very smart. I saw her win. They're only running at Newcastle. And the other one, at Gaze, it got to be three-quarters of a length in a group three in the Wooden Stakes in the same race, Mystic Empire. So that's a very good race. It's not a bad program, but lacks numbers, but we can't help that. Gosford did race on Tuesday, so maybe that took a bit away.
Yeah. All right. Well, the first, Full Field, for Gorsbridge, $1.55. One Apache Dude, $3.90. Six Texas Tycoon, $6. And then 18 or better, the others.
Looks a good thing, Gorsbridge. He's only had the one run, mate. That was at Canterbury. He started short. He'd won three trials in a row, all at Rosehill. Gerald Ryan's got him in the day at Canterbury. He went straight to the front. Raced a bit keen early and in the mid-stages of the race. But he kicked back real strong in the straight, and he got the three-quarters of a length by Miss Q, who came from a mile back, put up a good performance. Our girl Holly run third, and it should have won a race here the other day. So at all points, him, he looks a good thing in the first. You've got to take short odds, but if you want to back one to $1.55, he should get the money. One Apache Dude had its first run here the other day when it run second, beaten three-quarters. It led that day. Went okay. Looks second best, no doubt. Number six for third. In the race, Texas Tycoon won a trial here recently, a first starter at Kristen Buchanan's, and number two, G2, 4162.
Right, yeah, the two-year-old now here, full field, number four for Noon, 215, two Mystic Empire, 360, one Florid, 550, three Dark Haze, $9, after that, $14 or longer.
Oh, for Noon. It's my best bet of the day. God, I think she's a good filly, this. James Cummings had her. She's owned by Emirates Park. Carries the Nassar Ludar colours of the green, white, sash and cap. First run of the race at Newcastle, she beat a Group 1 winner. He wasn't a Group 1 winner then, the mission. But it was only a 900, and I've got to admit, he wasn't properly wound up. But she gave him a decent start and ran right over the top of him and beat him by two lengths. He ran second. The run was an absolute ripper. She's had two recent trials. She won one easy at Randwick, and then the other day, Tommy Berry said, "No, girl, we're just going to hold you together all the way in this trial." And she got beat about two lengths by a smart one in Sodden Mike. And Tommy never let her go at all. Lovely dream ahead, filly. I think she'll win. Made her the best gaze horse. This filly's got a ton of ability, Mystic Empire. She's had three runs. She got beat 3.5 in the gym crack. She got beat 3/4 of a length in the Widden Stakes behind Teaspoon. And then she got beat about 5 in the Silver Slip of the Group 2 by She Will Reign. She went to the paddock, won a trial at Kembla in June, and then run 4th in the most recent one at Rose Hill. She is the only threat, but I'm very keen on for Noon. One Florid for Godolphin, and number 3, Dark Haze. 4-2-1-3.
Righto, full field the next. 3 Missile Coda is 240. 2 Ceiling Jackal, 440. Also 4 Never Out, 440. 1 Vinciero is $6. So too is 5 Springer. And then Trojan Grey, 101.
I'm pretty keen on Vinciero here at the good odds. Sean, Gary Portelli's got him. His first start in a race, he got beat about a length and a quarter at Hawkesbury. He come from last that day when he was held up on the home turn. The run was good. Should have finished a lot closer. Oh, was he green? Green as grass, and he hung in the straight. He had a good spell, come back, and he won first up at Gosford once again. He come from last, slow away, hit the front at the 75-metre mark, and he hung out bad all the way down the straight. Lucky Abdullah was on him. He needed a senior rider to keep him on the straight and narrow, and he only just went one. That was only a month ago. He's had a trial at Rose Hill since. He went okay at the trial. He was 3 wide on the home turn, up running third. Never under pressure in the straight. I think he's got a good ape at the odds, providing he goes straight. 2 Seething Jackal won well the other day at Wyong. The previous two starts, her only 2 runs she'd led. Bjorn Baker decided to ride her just off the speed, and that told the tale. She was too strong in the run home. 3 Missile Coda has had 4 trials since its only run at Kembla back in April. Short price for a horse that hasn't run for 467 days. But she's in a very good stable with the Snowdens. Karen McAvoy coming to rider, and I thought she trialled pretty good. The other one is the Cricketers' horse. They need the money, the Cricketers, at the moment. Number 4, Never Out. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
All right, we go to race 4. And here, no scratchings. 6 tiers of gold short, $1.65. 2 Bacasia, $3.90. 5 Star Princess, 5. And then out to $19 or better for the other 4.
I thought they were the only 2 hopes, Tears of Gold and Acacia. Tears of Gold is an American bred mare. She's 5-year-old, had her first start here the other week, a couple of weeks back. She was off the map into $1.60 in a field of 5, and she was disappointing. She led straight away for Brent Navdala. She raced very keen early in the mid stages, led by a length and a half, well clear into the straight. And she weakened in the run home and got run down by Seething Jackal. She did look a bit strange around 150 out too, like she'd become unbalanced. I'm going to give her another chance because the trials had been so good and she's pretty short, like, you know, genius tipping it. But Casey is a former Queenslander with Paul Perry. She's had 4 starts for 4 placings. The last three of Gosford and Wyong, she'll go forward, and she's the main threat. Five-star Princess and number four, Satirical Dane, 6254.
All right, we go to the next stand here. We put out one Full Face and six Comanche Force. Five-star Monsoon, very short, $1.60. Two Ivory Man, $3. Number seven, Sensor Cove at $5.50. The other three, 18 or better.
You're a game man to take that price, Star of Monsoon. But if ever he's going to win a race, Sean, it's today. He's turfed. He's won 100,000 in prize money, 10 placings, no wins from 14 starts. It's a maiden plate. So he gets him with 57 kilos. You've got a horse in the top weight that's been beating three starts, about 37 lengths, and it's got the same weight. He looks at, like he was, if he was, you know, so genuine, if he just beat these, be 10.
He can find a way, though.
Win. You know, he finds a way. He has so far. Apparently, Glenn Schofield got off him the other day and said he wanted a bit further than the 1,300, so Gerald's put him in the mile. He's been placed his last three. Scone Cup Day and two at Warwick Farm. Surely today's the day. Two Ivory Man. Didn't run a bad race here the other day. First up, I tipped it. It ran second at $4 or $5, but went to the line good. It's got a big oath. If the other horse don't win, it'll be the one, I reckon. Number seven for third. Sensor Cove racing very well at the moment for Mark Connors. And number four, 5274.
Now, Six Young Wee comes out of the sixth event. Four Onslaught, $1.95. Five What Could Be, $4. One Bright Future, $6. Two Cultural Man, $6.50. Seven Oakfield Ricky, $9.50. The other one, Keep Today, $41.
I think it'll win Onslaught. It won its last two before it went to the paddock. It won easy at Gosford. Then it won at Canterbury back in January, February. Then a couple of trials lately. Christian Reece sent it forward in a recent trial at Rose Hill. Never extended at any time to run second. Kieran McAvoy riding today. He rode it in its two wins at Gosford and Canterbury. Nice barrier, got a bit of speed. I think it'll win. Number two for second in the race, Cultural Man. He's at good odds. Trial terrific here the other day. He's won three out of seven. He's got a ton of speed. Barrier one, Glenn Schofield. I tell you what, I wouldn't sell him short. Probably a better price than he should be. Five What Could Be. Trialed okay. Goes good. One of Alan's courses. First up today. Got a terrific first up record, and number seven, best of the others, Oakfield Ricky. I'm looking out the window here.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Haynes is putting a bit of makeup on.
Oh, yeah?
He's probably borrowed it off Carmody. He's a makeup specialist.
Wow.
Sparkles. That's why they call him Sparkle.
So you and I, we don't use
sure,
little brushes, we use a roller.
You pass the makeup stage, don't you?
Mate, you can put the paint on, but the rust will still come through, Gaz.
You won't cover up any of the wrinkles or the fat here.
The valleys are too big.
Yeah.
Now, what did you like in that race?
I threw you off. 4, 2, 5, and 7, mate.
All right. Race 7. Now, here we've got a full field. 2 Shifty Thinker, 310. 1 Crafty Tycoon, 320. 3 Fast Arley, $5. 5 Cheeky Bella, 7. 6 Pintrou, 950. 7 Ralston, 950. And 16 or better, the others.
I'm very impressed with this horse, the top weight. He's good odds, Crafty Tycoon. He had every chance, Danzy, to beat him the other day at Goulburn. This horse was too strong, and Danzy goes very good. I like him. I think he can win. Number two, Shifty Thinker. Had terrible form before the run the other day at Newcastle, and it bolted in. Gee, it was impressive, but I know it was only a maiden. Three, Fast Arley. Trial terrific. And number seven, the other one. 1, 2, 3, 7.
See, Richard Haynes is always immaculately attired. He wears Yves Saint Laurent. I wear Brotherhood of Saint Laurent.
Well, yeah, he shops at the best.
Yeah.
He lives in one of those plush Sydney suburbs. Like we're up in the bush milking cows and carrying on.
He's Armani. We're Salvation Armani. Now, the eight. Pull out one Awesome Sam, seven Spinning Gold, three Little Miss Brown, $2.40. Number two, Another Lager, $4. Six Never Back Down, $4.80. Four Attaboy Ross at nine. Nine The Iron Maiden, $9.50. Five Crossing Guard, $10. And the other one, Bonus Spin, $21.
Keen on Another Lager. He's trained on the track. He's having a great run, Damien Lane. He's been about 33 or 34 winners for the season. He won the South Grafton Cup the other day with Mr. McBath.
Mm.
Another Lager found his best form to win easy at all. To win, not easy. At Newcastle the other day. I think he can go on with it today. Little Miss Brown loves this track, number three. It hasn't been far away in two city runs lately. Never Back Down. And number nine, the Iron Maiden, at a bit of odds. 2, 3, 6, and 9. Fanoon's the best in race two. I've got to rush because we're on TV at 10:30. If you want to see our preview with Hainsey and me and young Quinny, all the best, Sean. Beautiful day. Mounting Yard coming through on the radio for every race today. The late mail, should I say, coming through on the radio.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there at Wyong today. It's 23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Courage under fire.
Now standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Progeny eligible for the rich New South Wales bonuses.
Hector JJ Smolder, nose for nose. Smolder, Hector JJ. Hector JJ Smolder. Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder for Mark Purden. The Kiwi has won the Inter-Dominion.
Courage under fire. Standing at Yerribee Stud. Visit yerribee.com.au.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Westinghouse, Beko or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered. Plus the packaging and the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Sunday mornings get the best harness and greyhound racing wraps on Chasing and Pacing Rewind. From 10:30, we bring you the lowdown on all the Menangle and Wentworth Park action. Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Susie from Delicious Dairy. We're proud to give back to the community by not only supporting our farmers, but by hiring people from Nova Employment who wouldn't necessarily get a chance. They are valued members of our business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside Thoroughbred, craze and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m, you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Who let the dogs out?
Start your Greyhound Racing Week. 10 a.m. Mondays on Going Greyhounds with Stuart Turner. Then through the week, get the tab market movers along with interviews with crucial players. If it's Greyhounds, we've got it. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight. Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Westinghouse, Beko or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered. Plus the packaging and the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
26 past 10. Good day of racing today at Wyong. And Rachel King's got a nice book of rides there as well. Morning, Rachel.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You get an interesting one in the first, Texas Tycoon. It's the first starter, but it has trialed well. It's won a trial.
Yeah, look, first starter. Christians are always very well educated and, you know, ready to go. And looked like that from its nice trial. Went, like you said, it's trialed over 1,000 metres as well. Same Christmas today. Hopefully we can be pretty competitive on a good barrier.
Now, the two-year-old, this is a ripper race, this one. You're on Mystic Empire, and it's got pretty good form.
Yeah, like you said, it's a very good race. She's a very good filly. This is the first time she's actually had a start out of stakes races. She's only had three starts. They've all been in group Olympic class, so it'll be interesting to see what she can do back this preparation. You know, she's bigger and stronger now, and it'll be interesting to see what she can do back in sort of the right grade at the moment.
Mm. We go to the fourth one. You're riding one for Paul Perry Bacasia. It's just earned every time it's gone around, the four starts.
It's obviously be good to try and get his head in today, but like I said before, it's a very very consistent again. It's been a tough little race, a couple of okay ones in there, and definitely be very competitive from there.
All right, Christian Buchanan's put you on Oakfield Ricky in the sixth. It's first up, but it goes well first up.
Yeah, I won on him last preparation, first up against Newcastle, so he's got a good record, and like I said before, one of Christian's, he's had a trial back this preparation, and he'll be ready to go, I'm sure, fit and ready for the first up run today.
You're going to rip a book today, haven't you?
Yeah, very good. Well, I hope so, yeah, you're right.
Well, this stage, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to be driving to the race and knowing you've got a few nice ones, but just got to pull it off.
Yeah, and actually looking to Saturday at Rose Hill, some nice rides as well.
Yeah, definitely. I've been very lucky again, getting lots of support, and trainers have been very loyal and sticking by me, and it's been great, you know.
Is it hard to single out one today, Rachel?
I'm probably Mystic Empire, but only because I've sort of had the most to do with her, obviously, working for Gay. I've been riding her sort of every day. I'm a big fan of hers, and I've been excited to see her come back again this preparation, because I think she's come back a better horse.
All right, terrific. Good to catch up. Thanks for your help, and good luck today.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rachel. Rachel King on her way to Wyong. Let's update the latest news in sport now. Victoria Samba.
Making news in sport today, Cameron Smith's been named man of the match in the Maroons' impressive win against the Blues last night in Origin Decider. Valentine Holmes scored three tries in the 22-6 win. In tennis news, Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic are out of Wimbledon. The defending champion lost to American Sam Querrey in five sets. Djokovic retired with a right elbow injury against Thomas Berdych. Aussie John Peers and doubles partner Henry Kontinen are through to the semi-finals after defeating Michael Venus and Ryan Harrison in five sets over 2 days after rain delay. In the women's semi-finals tonight, Garbine Muguruza plays Magdalena Rybakova and Venus Williams takes on Johanna Konta. And Arsenal fans may see new signing Alexander Lacazette in action tonight against Sydney FC. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio is heard right throughout country New South Wales on the FM Racing Network. When in Grafton for the famous July Carnival, catch all your regular racing and sports programs on 101.5 FM. 101.5 FM.
Caribbean Blaster.
Here's I'm the Mighty Queen. Caribbean Blaster's going with him. Caribbean Blaster, I'm the Mighty Queen. I'm the Mighty Queen hit the lead. Marcish getting home. Caribbean Blaster, I'm the Mighty Queen. Caribbean Blaster hit the lead. Caribbean Blaster wins the Victoria Cup.
Caribbean Blaster, standing at Yerribee Stud. New South Wales progeny eligible for $9,500 in bonuses. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Start your Greyhound Racing Week. 10 a.m. Mondays on Going Greyhounds with Stuart Turner. Then through the week, get the tab market movers along with interviews with crucial players. If it's Greyhounds, we've got it. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.